The Keeping It Real podcast will be concluding its third season with this episode here today. After three seasons consisting of 92 episodes, what would be the point in keeping on doing this? Rest assured, there can't ever be a running out of things to talk about when it comes to the majesty, the glory, the impactful love of Jesus Christ. In fact, as one gets closer to Christ, it sparks more and greater testimonies and proclamations of Christ. On today's Keep It Real, I will give an expanded review of the point to not only this podcast, but the whole Keeping It Real network. I'll look to take an intense yet concise plunge on why this network will continue on for a fourth season in the 2026 year. It doesn't have anything to do with the popular concepts of branding, monetization, gaining a platform, or in gaining recognition. In other words, fame or gain is not our thing. Instead, it has a lot to do with a calling and the God-given burdens we have here as part of the Keeping It Real partnership team. So please stay tuned to all there is as to why we be keeping it real still. Do a Keeping It Real episode. But how politically correct could it be here? Put it in street lingo to know how to roll as a Christian. Welcome back to another episode of the Keeping It Real podcast. And a quick program note, this is the final episode of the 2025 season. We have been busy piecing together and ultimately producing the content for the 2026 season, which I will share a little bit more about before this episode is a wrap today. I am stoked about that season, by the way, coming up. They will be some of the best episodes yet on this podcast. But for now, this episode is entitled Why Keep It Real Still. And the reason why it's entitled Why Keep It Real Still is because there was an episode entitled Why Keep It Real, episode number 33, in which I did an interview for another podcast on that episode, which a lot of the line of questioning dealt with what was the point of this podcast, why even do it and stick with it. Well, this episode is going to address, because we're many episodes later, we are nearly 60 episodes after that one. This is episode number 92. The question that may be floating around in the air is, why still do this? With 92 episodes, the average podcast lasts only three episodes. In other words, they only do a few, they get discouraged, maybe they're not getting the listenership that they had hoped, and they throw in the towel or they tap out, and then that's the end of it. There are millions of podcasts in existence. All kinds of podcasts are out there. You can tune in to ones that deal with fitness. You can find numerous political ones, obviously. You can find podcasts that deal with money or money matters. And you can find podcasts on all kinds of issues out there, family issues or things that deal with the family, deal with marriage and divorce. The list goes on and on. And there are many thousands and thousands of Christian podcasts out there. But when it comes to all of the surfing and searching around that I've done, really, I haven't found a podcast that is quite like this one. And that is one of the reasons why I still look to keep it real with all of y'all as we roll along and do episodes of this podcast. There are going to be a number of things that I'm just going to highlight as to the reason why it is we keep it real still. And that is, partners of this ministry and myself has such a burden to continue to not just produce content that has Jesus Christ as central, but we truly want to reveal and proclaim and share Christ in his fullness. It's certainly our hope that that has taken place and will take place all the more with the coming episodes that are here in the weeks and months ahead. There is a real difference between what has been so popularized, and that is within Christian traditions. I oftentimes term that or describe that as the Walking Dead. There's a big difference between that and versus what is divine life. And there are some very vibrant, powerful, impactful Christian ministries out there, but I will be so bold to say that they are very few and far between. Most of what is out there within the Christian world, much of what is produced in the name of Christ, lacks all kinds of life. There's not much divine life to it. There isn't much substance to it. And I describe that as the Walking Dead. And there are many, many folks, just because many of these outlets within the Christian world have become so popular and have been popularized so much that much of the Christian world has been duped to follow that deadness, abide in that deadness, and it's not even seen, not even acknowledged as such. And that is exactly what Satan's objective has been. He has been completely up to lulling and numbing people, namely those who have given their lives over to Christ. His objective has been to lull and numb them into that deadness. And that is where, again, dare I say, the vast majority of the Christian world tends to walk, tends to journey in, tends to hang out at. We don't see much divine life in motion. That is, it's not very active. And the Keeping It Real network exists because very few other networks like it do. The Keeping It Real network is unlike much of what's out there, almost all of what's out there. And that's why this outlet continues on. I just want to read one verse of scripture, one of my favorite verses of all the Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10. And this is just out of the New King James Version. It says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, that is Jesus speaking, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Why are we keeping it real still? Well, we're still keeping it real because the Walking Dead has fallen prey to Satan's schemes. And that is, Satan has stolen. Again, let's refer back to this verse in John chapter 10, where it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." So the first thing is to steal. It's really sad when something has been stolen. Something has been taken away. Someone has been robbed, and they don't even know it's missing. Now, very rarely is that the case along the lines of material possessions. If we come home and we see that the place has been ransacked, that'll be an obvious thing to us. That'll be a given. And if there's something of value, even if we say the place looks exactly the same than what it had been when we left earlier in the day or at an earlier point in time, if there is something that's really valuable and all of a sudden it's missing, chances are it wouldn't take very long for us to discover that that thing of value has been missing. Well, how much more should we be alert? How much more should we be privy to the fact if indeed our joy level has been not nearly what it could be or should be? Our walk, that is our walk in love, Christ's love, has been severely compromised. And yet, for many folks, it's not even on the radar. It's not even grasped. It's really sad that when Satan has stolen, and he has stolen so much from so many people's lives, and yet people don't know that something important, something intricate, something so valuable, something important has been missing, and that is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. And there, a lot of times, is a great sense of denial that it's even missing. Well, what else has Satan been up to? This the thief does not come except to steal, but not only to steal, but also to kill. What's that like? What's the killing like? Who's he killing? Well, may I suggest he's killing a whole bunch of folks. To be honest with you, yours truly has suffered at the hands of Satan's killings a lot of time. I've gone through days, dare I say, seasons that have lasted for unfortunate lengths of time, where I was going through periods where my trust level in the Lord wasn't very high. My dependence wasn't what it should have been. And that's exactly what Satan looks to do. Satan looks to shift our allegiance by killing us on the inside, by almost like sucker punching us and thinking that God's not there and the Lord doesn't love us anymore and he's not faithful. He's not going to come through for us. And that's happened to so many people all throughout history, even within biblical history. We see that so oftentimes in the scriptures. And certainly, if we would be transparent enough, we can relate. That has happened. That has occurred in our lives. And unfortunately, those killings are usually slow and they are painful. They are a slow, painful death that really rots us and decays us on the inside. And it takes a turn of confession that also involves a heavy dose of repentance from us living a self life, us caring so much about our lives in the here and now, that is it within this life here on earth, and instead embracing the cross. Not only is it about really following the Lord, and we shouldn't follow him loosely, but it should be the fact that we have our identity in the Lord, and that is we should have a, as the scripture says, a fellowship in his sufferings, and that we should count everything of this life as rubbish or as garbage, and instead embrace the life of Christ, that is from a kingdom of God, way of living. All right, so not only has Satan stolen, not only has he killed, but he also has destroyed. It says that he has come to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that is reaped on people to prevent an expression of life, which we will get into here in a little bit. But Satan's looking to not only just steal and not only just kill, bring about a slow, painful death, but he's looking to just destroy, to just wreak chaos in people's lives. It's not enough that he just wants to steal some stuff and kill the believer by kind of rotting them from the inside out, but he wants to absolutely destroy them, destroy everything in their path, not only in their path as an individual, but everyone that is within their sphere of influence, everyone that's surrounding them, starting with the immediate family and then branching on out. Satan wants to wreak chaos through the destruction that he looks to employ upon God's people. And this is, unfortunately, this is where the Walking Dead has hung out at from generation to generation. We see this having taken place. And The Walking Dead, I know, was a very much of a hit TV show. I have no idea why that could be the case. But at any rate, it was a hit TV show that was on for years. And basically, if you're not familiar or haven't seen the ads for it, or hadn't seen the ads for it, we see these zombie-like people that originally look like real people, but they're really not. They walk around like mummies chasing after real human beings, civilian life, and looking to wreak chaos in their life. But as ridiculous as the commercials that I saw were for that TV show, that is a picture of kind of what Satan is after in regards to the people of God. That is God's people who really look to live unto Christ. A real reason why we look to keep it real still is because there is a great burden to appeal in changing dead traditions. And we have gone over them ad nauseum on this podcast. Also, it has been referenced frequently on the Keeping It Real blog Again, both of which can be found on the website at kirradio.com. And on the website, within the contents of the website, we see that that is proclaimed as well. All right, so why keep it real still? It is because of the walking dead having fallen prey to Satan's schemes. There's a great burden to see a reversal of that, to appeal in changing dead traditions. Well, not only is it to address that, but also to magnify something as I've termed as the blessed pursuit, a joy-filled yet desperate, an urgent yet purposeful pursuit of Christ, where Christ is seen as the all and in all. It's a situation where the believer has their heart set on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, where the mind is set on things above, not on earthly things. That's Colossians chapter 3. It's where the believer is first seeking the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then realizing that the other things will be added to us. Matthew chapter 6. So the blessed pursuit is where Christ is life. And that begins at the point, at the point of someone getting saved upon accepting Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, but also for a new life. That's what really being born again or being born from above is really about. It is when that happens, that is where God breathes his holy breath into the life of that person, making them a completely new person. They transition out of the old life, that is a life built on self, a life lived for this world, a life steeped in sin, to changing them to a new life where they have been transformed by Christ, where they have been saved from sin, and where they may still sin. In fact, they will still sin, but they will be sinning less due to the transformation that has been infused, that has been brought about through the presence of the Holy Spirit coming into that believer upon God's holy breath. Again, being breathed into that person, making them a new person in Christ. And then what comes from that is that they will develop, as my great brother in the Lord and partner to this network, Tom, likes to always refer to having a Christ-centered worldview. The worldview will shift and ought to change all the more as that person grows in Christ, as that person pursues Christ all the more. What enters into the framework, into the thought processes of that individual is a Christ-centered worldview. And then ultimately, and this is my favorite part of it, is that there's a divine life that comes about, because the one who compels in love is now the one that is unctioning. That is the greatest part of the picture of the blessed pursuit, is the divine life that gets lived out, the Spirit of God working in the life of the believer that really passionately is looking to pursue Christ, to become more like Christ, to want Christ, to desperately cry out to the Lord, to want more of Him, realize there's always got to be more. And the divine life that kicks into gear is the Lord responding to that and working in our hearts, convicting us of sin or anything that is contrary to Him, leading us in His ways everlasting, revealing more of Himself to us, granting us more understanding of who He is and what He's about and what He's looking for from us, from not only through experience, but from a scriptural perspective, on and on. The divine life gets carried out in our lives. That is the other facet to why we look to keep it real still. Still yet, we're looking to continue to do it. This, like I said, this is episode number 92. We got a lot. We got another whole year's worth of episodes that are going to come to you in 2026. And I believe, like I stated earlier, those are going to be some of the best episodes yet. The Keeping It Real Network exists because hardly any other network out there like it does. And I tell you what, There are four things I'd like to close with, again, as it pertains to why we look to keep it real still. Why do we do this? Because of the depths of the scriptural narrative. If you notice in just about all of the episodes of this podcast, the partners and I dive into the scriptures. We almost look to transition back, we revert back to life at those times, whether if it's about 6,000 years ago at the time of Abraham, or at the time of Acts about 2,000 years ago in the first century. We put ourselves back into those times and see what the setting was, what were the people like then? What were the circumstances? What made them tick? Why did certain things unfold the way they did? How did God deal with it? How did God view it? We look to have the scriptures, in a sense, because it is the inspired word of God. We want them to come to life for the listening audience. It's not just some history reference book, or it's not just some religious teaching where we could just lay out a lot of doctrine. No, we want to reveal, unveil, and magnify the narrative that is what is known as the Bible story. And the burden of our heart is to have the inspiration of those scriptures come out in such a way as we look to not just tell about the story, but we're looking to be there, and we're inviting you, the listening audience, into that story. So that is one key element why we look to keep it real still, because we believe that there's just so much more than what we've even already proclaimed in these 92 episodes of the Keeping It Real podcast. Another burden that we have, or another reason why we look to keep it real still, is because in case you haven't gotten it yet, or if you haven't listened to any of the episodes, if you go back and listen to a number of them, or all, I recommend listening to all of them starting from the very first one. These are living room conversations that are relatable. Some Christian podcasts are out there that make an attempt, I think, to make them living room conversations, but they're not very relatable for one reason or another. Some are just too headsy. That is, they focus on the frontal lobe of the brain and look to just stimulate minds, and then the heart and the will kind of gets neglected. Others of them are just conversations where they don't involve scripture, or there's not the depth of the scriptural application that is so vital that to go along with that conversation that's taking place. And also, what's lacking in almost all of them is there's no practical applications that are offered. I call them practical apps because we talk in terms of most of us talk in terms of, here in the 21st century, we talk in terms of techno jargon. I like to provide practical apps, takeaways that would help us in being able to not only receive what is heard, but then walk in the principles that have been relayed and proclaimed. Another element, and I've already alluded to this, is the burden to appeal in changing dead transitions. So I'm not going to rehash a lot of that. That's already been emphasized in this episode. But just as form of a very quick or concise review, a lot of what's going on in the Christian world today doesn't really move the needle. It's not very impactful. It dwells in the shallows. It's diluted of power. But yet we continue to do them day after day, week after week, whether if it's just going through a Bible reading program, read through the Bible in a year. I've done that. I'm not opposed to that. I'm just saying that that doesn't really move the needle much, or just simply reading the Bible randomly, haphazardly, that doesn't really pack a punch. And of course, I've gone on and on about all the things that are done in the name of tradition, within church ministry, programs, seminars, conferences, a lot of those, not all, a lot of those, are done, where people maybe even get a spiritual high, and then they don't serve as much of a reference point at all because, as it turns out, there really wasn't much that was substantive there where people could carry what was laid out. They don't carry it with them. We don't. We want these episodes of every podcast to be landmark moments in the life of every listener. And that includes all of us that are a part of the ministry. And it certainly even it and it certainly includes me as your host. I get impacted with each of these episodes as I produce them and actually re-listen to them because they are that impactful to me. And then finally, another element is wherever there's resurrection life, that is the life of Christ. That is why do we look to keep it real still? Because we want nothing more than for all who listen to this, all who listen to these episodes of the podcast, to experience resurrection life, that is the life of Christ, to reign. That's just not some, saying, like a poster on the wall or some sort of bumper sticker or anything like that. If you notice, when you listen to these episodes of the podcast, there is a great burden and urgent and a call to action for people to live within the life of Christ, for the resurrection life of Christ to be magnified all the more. That is not just to move from one stale thing to the next stale thing, or keep going on in the same stale thing over and over and over again, and kind of running on the hamster wheel, as has been one episode on this podcast that we have laid out, but that there would be a growing sense of life. As I read in John 10:10, the thief has come to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I, that is Jesus, have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So that is, no matter rain or shine, no matter darkness or light, no matter in the valley or on the mountaintop, no matter when things seem stale or things seem lively, that we would have the life of Christ magnified in our life. That we can dance in the rain, if indeed it is raining. That we can look to Christ, who is the light of the world, even when it seems like all darkness has fallen upon us. We can look to Christ, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light, even when it seems like we're carrying a piano on our back, or when it seems like all hope is lost, that Christ, who is our hope, still will give us joy in the midst of our season of waiting, our season of wondering, our season of looking for him to come and help us in navigating us through that really hard time, tough time, that trial, that tribulation. All right, well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Keeping It Real podcast. Why keep it real still? Well, those are our burdens, as was promised from the beginning of this podcast, to preview the 2026 season, which I am absolutely excited about because for a couple of reasons. One is the partners and I have been working really hard. I mean, harder than we ever have before in producing content. And of course, that's not to say that we have been working within self-effort. There has been much working out with fear and trembling, to use a principle of Philippians chapter 2, in considering how the output of the episodes of the 2026 season would look. And that is, we came to an agreement upon praying and brainstorming and discussion that we were going to do series. That is, each of the partners and myself were going to do 5-part series. So you will see, starting from the very first episode in the 2026 season, that will be the first episode for the first 5-part series within the coming year. When that 5-part series ends, there will be the next 5-part series. That was done for, I believe, a couple of reasons outside the main and the main substantive reason, and that would be the way how God was leading us and prompting us to approach the coming year. But we also thought it change up, the switch up would be a lot easier to follow. It would help you, the listener, to be a lot more easily engaged with the content. Not only engage yourself, but you would be more inclined to share it with people that you know, friends, family, and join with us on the journey through the year, because not only do the 5 episodes within each series go together, each of the 4 series actually build off of one another. So this is going to be a journey from the very first episode through the 20th episode of the 2026 season. And I am absolutely excited about it because it is some of the richest content, not only of this podcast, but I believe it is some of the richest content that could be found anywhere out there in any media format. That is any podcast, any YouTube channel, any kind of other internet presence. This stuff is amazing, and major kudos to my 4 conversation partners for the 2026 season. 3 of them are returning, 1 of them brand new. It has been a blast, and it will be a blast, I believe, for all of you that will listen to it. And again, it is my hope that it will be incredibly impactful to your heart, and that it'll be so impactful that you can't help but to share it with a bunch of people that you know. That is what is coming up. And that is why, again, we are looking to continue to run the race with endurance. We are going to continue to do this. And this is why why we look to keep it real still, because it is the calling that God has placed upon my life. It is the vision that all of us at the Keeping It Real Network have, and it's all for His glory. May you all have a great holiday season coming up, a great Thanksgiving, great Christmas, and a great New Year. And we hope to catch you all back here, starting with the very first episode of 2026.